Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Orris Hockett. Batting second. The shortstop, Lou Boudreau. Batting third. The left fielder, Pat Sierret. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Roy Cullenbine. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting sixth. The catcher, Buddy Rosar. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Mickey Rocco. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Ray Mack. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Al Smith. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Al Smith. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting second. The third baseman, Dick Culler. Batting third. The left fielder, Guy Curtwright. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Don Callaway. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Thurman Tucker. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Joe Quell. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Tresh. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Eddie Smith. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Eddie Smith. And now, play ball. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett hits a pop-up towards third. Culler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pat Sierra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sierra is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a pop-up, foul, in back of the plate. Rosar settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Rosar. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dick Culler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Moses. The throw from Rosar and he is safe. Moses steals second. Dick Culler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culler takes first base on ball four. Guy Curtwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Curtwright bunts towards the mound. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. Moses moves to third. Culler moves to second. One out. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway strikes out. Two outs. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker takes first base on ball four. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Boudreau fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine takes first base on ball four. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Tresh fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. Keltner moves to second. Two outs. Mickey Rocco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rocco hits a line drive towards the mound. Smith reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a fly ball into left field. CRS settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kurt Wright. Mack reaches second base with a double. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith bunts towards the mound. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. Mack moves to third. One out. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 0 for 1 in the game. Hockett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mack scores. It's 1 to nothing, Indians. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hockett. The throw from Tresh and he is out, Callaway applying the tag. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 1 in the game. Boudreau strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Moses bunts towards third. Keltner fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dick Culler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Moses. The throw from Rosar and he is out, Boudreau applying the tag. One out. Dick Culler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culler is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Culler hits a fly ball into center field. Hockett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Guy Kurt Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kurt Wright is 0 for 0 in the game. Kurt Wright takes first base on ball 4. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0 for 1 in the game. Callaway hits a line drive into left field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Kurt Wright moves to third. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Tucker hits a ball on the ground towards second. Mack throws towards first. Rocco fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Rocco. Kurt Wright scores. Callaway scores. It's 2-1, White Sox. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Tucker. The throw from Rosar and he is safe. Tucker steals second. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 1 in the game. Appling hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tucker scores. It's 3-1, White Sox. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0 for 1 in the game. QL hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Rosar settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Pat Sierra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sierra is 0 for 1 in the game. Sierra bunts towards short. Appling fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Cullenbine hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Culler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 1 in the game. Keltner hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tucker. Keltner reaches second base with a double. Sierra moves to third. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 0 for 1 in the game. Rosar is walked intentionally. Mickey Rocco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rocco is 0 for 1 in the game. Rocco hits a ball on the ground towards first. QL scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Rocco for the out. Sierra scores. Keltner moves to third. Rosar moves to second. Two outs. It's 3-2, White Sox. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Mack is walked intentionally. Rusty Peters pinch hits for Al Smith. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Senter now pitching. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0 for 1 in the game. Tresh hits a pop-up towards short. Boudreau settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith hits a fly ball into right field. Cullenbine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Moses hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mack settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hockett is hit by the pitch. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 2 in the game. Boudreau hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Callaway settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat Sierra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sierra is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Sierra hits a ball on the ground towards third. Culler fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Dick Culler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culler is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Culler takes first base on ball 4. Guy Curtwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Curtwright is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Curtwright bunts towards third. Keltner fields it, throws to first for one, and over to second, with Boudreau covering. It's a double play. Two outs. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Callaway hits a pop-up towards short. Boudreau settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Cullenbine hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Keltner hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Rosar hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kohler fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Tucker hits a line drive into right field. Cullenbine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Appling strikes out. Two outs. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0-for-2 in the game. QL hits a pop-up towards short. Boudreaux settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Mickey Rocco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rocco is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Rocco hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Mack takes first base on ball 4. Gene Desodles pinch hits for Pete Center. Gene Desodles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desodles hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Vern Kennedy now pitching. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0-for-2 in the game. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kennedy fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Eddie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-2 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards first. Rocco fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Moses hits a fly ball into right field. Cullenbine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Kohler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kohler is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Kohler hits a fly ball into center field. Hockett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Hockett takes first base on ball 4. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hockett. The throw from Tresh and he is safe. Hockett steals second. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux is 0-for-3 in the game. Boudreaux hits a line drive towards first. QL reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat Sierra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ciara is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Ciara hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Cullenbine takes first base on ball 4. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Keltner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hockett scores. Cullenbine moves to second. It's Indians, 3, White Sox, 3. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Rosar hits a ball on the ground towards third. Culler fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Cullenbine moves to third. Keltner moves to second. Mickey Rocco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rocco is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Rocco hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Tresh settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Guy Curtwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Curtwright is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Curtwright hits a fly ball into left field. Ciara settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Callaway hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Tucker hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Tucker. The throw from Rosar and he is out, Boudreau applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and two walks. Mack hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vern Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is called out on strikes. Two outs. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Hockett hits a fly ball into left field. Curtwright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards first. Rocco scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Appling for the out. One out. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0-for-3 in the game. QL hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Max scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Tresh is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-4 in the game. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pat Ciaret is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ciaret is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Ciaret hits a ball on the ground towards third. Culler fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Cullenbine takes first base on ball four. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Keltner hits a pop-up towards third. Culler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-3 in the game. Smith hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Moses bunts in front of the plate. Rosar fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jimmy Grant pinch hits for Dick Culler. Jimmy Grant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grant hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kennedy fields it and throws to first for the out. Moses moves to second. Two outs. Guy Curtwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Curtwright is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Curtwright takes first base on ball four. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Callaway hits a fly ball into right field. Cullenbine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Jimmy Grant now playing third base. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rosar hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mickey Rocco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rocco is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Rocco hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and two walks. Mack is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Tucker hits a fly ball into right field. Cullenbine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Appling hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0-for-4 in the game. QL takes first base on ball 4. Appling moves to second. Ralph Hodgen pinch hits for Mike Tresh. Ralph Hodgen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mack fields it. Throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Tom Turner now catching. Vern Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-1 in the game. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Callaway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Hockett takes first base on ball 4. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hockett. The throw from Turner and he is out, Callaway applying the tag. 2 outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-5 in the game. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards third. Grant fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Pat Sierra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sierra is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Sierra hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 2-for-5 in the game, with 2 singles. Moses hits a fly ball into right field. Cullenbine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jimmy Grant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grant is 0-for-1 in the game. Grant strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 13, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 0-for-2 in the game. With 3 walks. Cullenbine strikes out. 1 out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Keltner is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rosar hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. QL settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 13, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Guy Curtwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Curtwright is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Curtwright hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 1-for-5 in the game, with a double. Callaway bunts towards the mound. Kennedy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Tucker hits a fly ball towards center. Hockett catches it and throws to first to double up Curtwright. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 14, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Mickey Rocco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rocco is 0-for-5 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Rocco hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and 2 walks. Mack hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Vern Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-2 in the game. Kennedy bunts towards the mound. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. Mack moves to second. 2 outs. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Hockett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Grant fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mac moves to third. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1-for-6 in the game, with a single. Boudreau hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mac scores. Hockett moves to third. It's 4-3, Indians. Pat Sierra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sierra is 1-for-6 in the game, with a single. Sierra hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hockett scores. Boudreau moves to second. It's 5-3, Indians. Roy Cullenbein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbein is 0-for-3 in the game. With three walks. Cullenbein hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 14, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Appling hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Mac reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. QL hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mac scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tom Turner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Turner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Moose Salters pinch hits for Eddie Smith. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salters hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kennedy fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 5, and Chicago White Sox, 3. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.